Haskell, brother and sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. October 31st, 1901. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I am troubled in mind. Last night, matters were urged upon me that have made me afraid that we may fail to recognize that Brother Frankie has talents which are needed in our cities. I feel afraid that we have not encouraged him as we should. We do not all have the same gifts. Someone asked you the question, Elder Haskell, why do you not harmonize with Elder Frankie and let him do the work you cannot do, while you do the work God has given you to do, and at the same time, try to help Elder Frankie to come into closer touch with the work? Again, a question was addressed to you, Elder Haskell. Have you not said to Elder Frankie that you would as soon labor with him as with anyone? Have you attempted it? Elder Frankie needs to be helped in the right way. There is no need of your getting in each other's way, even though you both labor in New York City. It is not necessary for Elder Frankie to interfere with your line of work. Is there not abundance to do in that great wicked city? Elder Frankie has talents that may be used to advantage. The Lord has pity upon him. He has his work to do. He has a message to bear to the people. He can reach a class you cannot reach, and you can reach a class he cannot reach. The Lord has room for all the workers who will give the last message of mercy with startling fervency to a world dead in trespasses and sins. The word was spoken regarding Elder Frankie. Forbid him not. I have given him a work to do. Varied gifts must be brought into exercise to break the terrible spell that is upon the people. It is a misfortune that Elder Frankie has a drawback, but no one is to discard his work on this account. He is to be helped to give to the world the light that God has given him. If there were many more who would cry aloud and spare not in our great cities, there would be souls saved who otherwise would never be reached. Place no stumbling blocks in the way of the Lord's messengers. Help them to do their work, which is not your work. You are carrying on your work as God would have you carry it on. The work that has been done in New York has not been in the order of God. The Lord has reproached for this, and Elder Frankie is greatly improved. Then recognize this improvement and help him, for he needs your counsel and friendship. His work is to bring from the quarry of the world by the mighty cleaver of truth the rough stones to be hewed and squared with axe and hammer. Some will bear the process of fitting up, and some will not. And so will it be in every effort that is put forth. New York has been Elder Frankie's field of labor. His voice has been heard, and some have been aroused and converted. They needed an education they did not receive. But in the efforts made in the large cities, every kind of talent must be used that the Lord has appointed in His providence. Marvelous things will be seen as this work is done, for the churches are dead in trespasses and sins. Forbid them not, saith the Lord. They hear my message, and if they will heed my cautions and warnings, they will not be led into Satan's snare. Truth for this time is to make for itself a place. A decided message of warning must be born, for before the Lord strikes, he will warn the church and the world. New York City is to be warned, and the rich men, those called men of power, will hear the last message of mercy. I can write no more now. My head is tired. And it is mail time.